Welcome to the Drowning Fish podcast. It has been a long time since I have gotten on air and did an episode, and I just wanted to get on here and basically, you know, spill my thoughts on worldly events and things that have been happening. There's a great division in this world right now, and it seems that it's done purposely. It seems that it's done good versus evil. And man's biggest flaw is basically we're all hypocrites. Man's biggest flaw is saying what is good and what is evil, you know, because it doesn't matter where you lean on the political fence. It seems that it's becoming pretty transparent that there are evil forces in this world. And it's pretty transparent that there are evil doings going on behind the scenes that a lot of people don't realize or recognize. And as a man, not only as an American man, but also a man, a father, a brother, a son, someone that, you know, if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you know that I am first generation American. So whenever I see things going on, you know, I kind of have to take a step back and realize that everything is social media and everything is just noise, noise, noise. Nothing is really concrete. You know, everyone has an opinion. Everyone thinks that their opinion matters. And it's funny because I get on here and I spill my opinion. Not that it matters. It's just another opinion out there. And it's pretty heartbreaking with the things that are going on. Especially as a dad, you know, like one of the main things that really gets to me is the celebration of death. And I'll come back to the celebration of death because humans are just flawed overall. We're all sinners at the end of the day. And I'm not trying to get on here and say I'm a saint or anything. It's pretty transparent that everyone has their own opinion, and that's fine and fair. You know, I think that to be killed or to be basically taken away from Earth because of your opinion is something that should not be done. Because if that's the case, you know, then anyone with an opinion and a following so big could be taken out. And I'm sorry, I'm just still a little shaken up about what's going on in the world. And for me to get on here and tell you that I know that everything's going to be okay is a bit of a lie, because I don't know if things are going to be okay. You know, I know that at the end of the day, we have to just keep going on and truthfully just look out for your neighbor and look out for your friends and ask your friends if they're doing fine or if they're doing okay. Because I can't change what's going on overseas, and I can't change what's going on, you know, in a political sense. I can't change any of that because I'm just a man with a mic and a camera. But I'm a man of faith. And I'm a man of courage, that's for sure. Because as you guys know, and if you've been listening for a while, you know that I have strong opinions on things. A lot of the times my opinions are incorrect. A lot of the times they are a little out there, and that's fine. You know, I think that it's okay to have an opinion. You know, I think it's okay to form an opinion, and it's okay to debate, and it's okay to it's okay to be out there a little bit. It doesn't matter where you are in life. You know, I think your opinion matters. Are there some opinions out there that are a little far-fetched? Absolutely, 100%. But that's just the beauty of human nature, is that we can have a civilized debate, but at the end of the day, 100%, we cannot have civilized debates. You know, like, that's why we have wars, and that's why we have catastrophic events happen all over this world, you know, because of disagreements, whether it comes to religion or economic society, little things like that, you know, like seizing of land and minerals and material, money, basically greed. And when I take a step back, it all boils down to greed and the hunger for power of man. And I have to take a step back sometimes too, because not only is I used to be highly ambitious when it came to doing a podcast and doing things like that, and I took a long break. And if you're listening, I apologize, because it's been a while. It's been about 3 or 4 months. And the last couple episodes, I was telling you guys that things are going to change up a bit. And they absolutely do. I mean, that's what a man's supposed to do, I think, in this world, is change, you know, his views and opinions. Because if you don't, you can't go through life with the same mindset forever, you know. Like, the kid I was when I was 20 is not the same as I am now, and it shouldn't be like that. You should grow, you should experience life, and you shouldn't be so closed-minded to experiences. I think a lot of you know my failures, and I've definitely have gone out there and tried new things. But there comes a time where a man has to sit down and face his own demons and face his own reality. You know, just have the self-awareness of who am I as a man and where do I stand. And I think it's fair for me to come on here and say that as a man. And it sucks, because there's a lot of men out there that say, as a man, you know, like, what is a man? I don't have an honest definition of what a man is. I can tell you what I think what a man is, and I can tell you from looking at my father, like, taking care of his family, being, you know, faithful to your spouse, trying to go through life, navigating life with a certain level of honesty and integrity. And we don't know, you know? We don't know, because my whole life we got told certain things. And if you guys know from a long time ago, I basically grew up in a church. And I think it's a great fundamental, especially for children, you know, especially for children. It's a great fundamental, it's a great stepping stone into what is life and what to stand for. And it's been a while since I've been to church. It's been years. Just the other day, I thought about going back into church. Not forever. I don't think it's something that I want to get into. You know, it's just something that I've thought about in the past. Just to kind of go in there and bow my head and pray. Because it's been a while. It's honestly been a while since I... And you can pray anywhere, but, you know, I think it's a little bit more moving when you're doing it in a church. Still trying to wrap my mind around things and what I need to say or what I want to say. But back to what I was trying to get to about being a man, is taking the courage to admit that you're wrong, taking the courage to take a step back and say, hey, I was wrong, and apologizing to the ones that you put down, or taking the time to have a conversation with people you don't agree with. And that's just the simple down fundamentals of, you know, being a person with some type of integrity, of taking a step back and saying, I'm wrong. And I've been wrong a lot, but I think that's normal. You know, I think a lot of people are wrong right now. A lot of people celebrate death for the right and wrong reasons. You know, Charlie Kirk obviously got assassinated, and that's kind of something that is extremely popular right now. And when I was a child, I remember when Osama bin Laden got killed, people on the streets were rejoicing. And I remember being in church and everyone talking about it and basically celebrating the death of a man. And I didn't know what was going on. You know, I just remember watching the news and people, I remember a clip on the news, people in New York City celebrating in the streets. And I thought, as a child, I thought that was a little weird, I didn't know who the guy was. I was just like, oh, that's the guy that, I guess that's a terrorist. And I think it goes a little bit beyond that, because we're told what to think, how to think, when to think. And I'm not here to say he deserved to die or good for America. We as humans don't have the right to, I mean, I say that and then I think about pedophiles, you know, like I think any father out there would skin a man alive if their child was sexually harmed, but that's a different topic. You know, I just want to talk about the celebration of death overall as a society. I think that's a little extreme and a little bit weird. I don't think I ever once have celebrated somebody's death, and for people to come out and say, you know, good that Charlie Kirk is dead, I think that that's wrong. I think that that is, that's a stepping stone into something that we can't come back from. And it's a little bit dangerous. It's a slippery slope. And it's kind of sad that society has gotten like this. And I think we've always been like this. I think that humans pick a side, and they always, it's kind of like a gang, you know, like we're always going to pick what we think is right. And this is why opinions matter, you know, because I can get on here and the people listening could say, oh, I don't necessarily agree. I know for a fact that there are people listening that don't really care for the death of Charlie Kirk, and don't really care for society, and don't really care to see people flourish. Back in the past, I would probably say, you know, whatever. I'd probably try to make a joke out of it, because you guys know that I was chasing a comedic value. But I can't think of a time during my whole life where I've actually celebrated a death or made it apparent that I was happy about it, because that's never the case. It's just a weird time we're living in. And a lot of people have different forms and opinions. You know, if you turn on your phone, if you get on your phone and get on social media, everyone has an opinion. Everyone thinks it's a conspiracy theory. And that's a whole different topic, you know. It doesn't matter if it's a conspiracy theory, because as a society, you know, if you go in on the internet and read the comments and read what people are saying, like, it's an absolute division in this country, in the United States of America. And I think, from what I was starting at the beginning of the podcast, it's a separation of society, and it's trying to divide us. And who, like, we don't know what the enemy looks like. We can't, we don't know, you know, like these are everyday normal people that you go to church with, that you go to work with, that you, you know, buy things from, and you just assume that they're good people until they get online and celebrate the death of a man with an opinion. Is it a, did he have crazy opinions? Did he have, absolutely. But did a man deserve to die because of an opinion? Probably not. It's just weird to me because I've always, you know, I've always got on here and I've always had crazy things to say. And I've definitely have had comments in the past where people were not frustrated, just like scratching their head about something that I would have said. But I'm not the type of person to live in fear, you know. I think that we can take fear and use it as motivation, or we can take fear and be stagnant. And I think that's where a lot of people are right now. They're stagnant, you know, because a lot of Americans right now living paycheck to paycheck. They don't have the time to take a step back and look at their children or look at their household and say, you know, everything's broken. And I used to be a, well, I still kind of am, a follower of someone that I looked up to as a child when I was younger, Jordan Peterson. And something great that he said a long time ago was that you have to have your house in order. You know, and I truly believe that, you know, like how can you go out in the world, or how can you go out and about and preach all these things and say all these things that to try and move the world or try to form an opinion or try to be a leader in society when your own house is in disarray? And it's okay to have moments of, you know, disarray because we're all human. That's just society today, you know. It's like we're all a little bit in disarray. And I think to have the self-awareness to take a step back and say, I got to fix my own household. I got to fix the things that I know I need fixing. And you can't start on those things until you take a step back and realize that there are things within you that you need to fix. And that's kind of where I've been this whole last year, really, since the year began. You guys have seen a total switch and flip on the podcast. And I'm still a little bit taken back on just how much, I wouldn't say how much I've grown, but just how much my opinions have shifted on a lot of topics, a lot of things. And it's just weird. Just a weird time we're living in. You know, not only do we have what seems to be assassinations, but we have like extremely crazy just school shootings happening. I would say mental illness, but anyone that kills for absolutely no reason is mental illness, in my opinion. Like, we just can't live like this. We're living literally like cavemen and like animals, which is not good. Oh, my cigar went out. I'm not in my original setting. Normally I'd be in my office doing this podcast, which is a little bit more comfortable than where I'm at now. Like, in a sense of not comfortable, not comfort, but just mentally. I'm at the Outpost Cigar Lounge in Searcy, Arkansas, which have been great to lend me a little spot here to set up and record. They have a great lounge and they have great cigars, so I appreciate that. just a little shout out for them if you're ever in Searcy. And a lot of my followers I know smoke cigars, so there you go. But right now smoking on, what am I smoking on? Romeo and Julieta cigar. I've smoked, this is my second one I've ever smoked of one of these. Normally I smoke like EP Carrillo's or what's that other brand? Can't even think of it. Anyhow, not to get off topic, but dang, this is still out. Everything's a conspiracy theory now, and we get to a point where everyone's opinion, you know, everyone, like I was saying, everyone has an opinion, and everyone thinks that their opinion matters. This is not what I liked. I don't think we'll ever know the truth, you know, on why things happen. And I think that's okay. A long time ago, I used to say, well, I didn't say this, but it's definitely a saying, that ignorance is bliss. And there's such a truth to that. And not only, I wouldn't say ignorance, but just the lack of, I wouldn't even say caring, but just the lack of what you focus on, you know, like, I know a lot of people, they'd love to, like me specifically, I'd love to live in a cabin somewhere in the middle of nowhere with like no external noise, but that's just not reality. That's not something that everyone can do, you know, like we're so far gone from that it's not even financially, not even possible, you know, like. It just really, I mean, it is possible, but not for everyone, and we're just so far gone into capitalism and greed that we're just so power hungry that no one wants to do that, and I think that's fine, you know, everyone should live the way that they want to, but for me personally, whenever I think about isolation, you know, isolating yourself from the world, you know, from all the noise and from turmoil that's happening all over the world. It's just something that I don't even know what I'm saying. Lost my train of thought. Anyhow, we're going to switch topic here real quick. I recently got into a Lexus LS 400 recently, and it's been one of my dream cars for a very long time. It's one of my dream cars. I got a couple more dream cars, like a 93 Porsche 911, and that's just like when I was talking about ambitious, like being ambitious and greed. I think that having dream cars, quote unquote, is a part of that, you know, but it's not, I wouldn't say it's a sinful ambition, you know, it's just something that as a child, whenever I looked at that stuff, I was like, man, I'd love to have that one day. But LS 400 is kind of like the bottom of the barrel dream car, you know, just because it's Toyota's, one of Toyota's like first luxury sedans that they brought to America. And that V8 is just something that is, but every time I drive that car, I get so happy. A lot of you guys know that I am a car guy and I do like cars. And normally I'd like Hondas just because of how the simplicity of them is astounding. It's like a Lego piece. You can take it apart, put it back together so easily. But yeah, it's one of the cars that I've been looking at, and I found one a couple hours away from here, and I went and looked at it. It did have some flaws. It had a little bit of thing like any 30-year-old car needs, you know, especially a big sedan like that, and a V8 definitely needs some things that needs to be kept up with. But it's something that I've always wanted, so I had to get it, you know. I showed my reliable Toyota Avalon that I had, and it was like one of the most reliable cars I've ever had for this car that I didn't know much, you know, I didn't know its history. Let me make sure the video's still going. Checking my camera. Anyhow, I didn't want to go over 30 minutes or 40 minutes, and it's getting close to that, but I just wanted to get on here and say that for the people listening, and it's not many, but the people listening, is that I want no matter where you're at in life or what you're going through, that it's going to be fine. A lot of you guys know that back in the past, there was times where I had self-doubt and not like zero, absolute zero faith, you know. And now that I've grown up a little bit, I have faith and I believe that things will be fine no matter what, you know. And there's going to be growing pains. That's just what it is. There's going to be growing pains. That's just what life is about. Anyhow, what else did I want to talk about? I just want to talk about the three things, like focusing on like my projects, like I was saying, my car, just little things here and there that I'm having to fix and having to get quotes on, and things that I know that I can do myself, which is, it's just like a distraction really, because normally I would like sit down and write a comedic podcast, and it'd take me a week to do a weekly episode. You know, it'd take me a week to sit down and write something. But there's been zero writing now. There's been like absolutely no creative mindset into going into something comedic, because there's been absolutely nothing funny going on. You know, like I look around and I just see so much craziness that I figured, you know, if it's getting to a point where we need to disconnect, you know, then I'm gonna need a project. And that's kind of why I got the car, is because, you know, life's too short to not chase the things that you want. So, and definitely just spending more time with the family and focusing more on work, because that's also important. You know, that's how I feed my family. But hopefully that changes one day. Hopefully I can sit down and write, because it is another dream of mine, is to just, you have to have a creative outlet, I think. And if you are a creative person and you don't have a creative outlet, then it kind of all just bottles up inside of you. But it's kind of where I'm at right now, you know, just kind of wanting to sit down and talk about where I've been mentally and what I see in the world. But just got to have the faith and courage to stand up and say, that no matter what happens, it's going to be fine. I'm a huge Green Bay Packers fan, and they are undefeated right now, currently, for now. I'm not like the biggest football, you know, professional out there, so I'm not going to get on here and tell you the stats, but I will tell you that I've been a Green Bay Packers fan since I was a child, and I've always watched them, and now seeing the way that, you know, football is being played at that level at Green Bay is like, it's such a beautiful thing, you know. We have such a great team now. We have Micah Parsons, which is a great addition. Even if he is a little injured, you know, I think that he is a great addition long run. Yeah, basically it. I can't even get hyped up about football, like, until it's game day, you know, because it's like, I don't want it to be such a distraction, you know. I'm in this fantasy league that I absolutely do not care about. I just get on there to basically make picks, and then I get off. Like, I don't even pay it no mind. I don't even log on. And a dude listening to this that I know is that put it all together, I'm sorry, dude, I just don't care that much, to be honest with you. I got on there. Like, when the draft was happening, I just picked whoever. You know, I thought it was – I didn't care. It's just a little game. But I don't get hyped up for football like that until it is game day. And I'll sit down, you know, put my jersey on, put my son's Green Bay outfit on. And I think that's amazing, you know, like sitting down with my son and watching football. And he doesn't have a single clue of what's going on because he's not even two. So I think that's just awesome, you know, having family time like that. Because growing up, I didn't have that, you know. Like, my dad was a soccer fan, and I didn't really like soccer growing up. I liked it in high school because I played it. But now, just looking back, I'm not really interested in it. I'm more interested in American football. But, like, I didn't have that, you know. Like, my dad bought me soccer jerseys, and I didn't really care for them. You know, they hung up in my closet forever. And I'm trying to be more involved as a father with sports and stuff like that, just to where my son can be like, hey, my dad was a Green Bay fan, you know, maybe one day he can be a Green Bay fan. At least that's the hope. Because if he's a Cowboys fan, I'm going to be devastated. We are just a crazy world that we live in, and it's becoming more and more crazy by the day. And no matter what happens, I just want everyone to kind of just take a step back and face the fact that we're all in this together and that we're being divided. And I think we're being divided on purpose. I think it's just plain evil versus good. So at the end of the day, you know, just have the faith and have the belief. And I think we'll be fine. So I appreciate everyone tuning in, and it wasn't the greatest episode of all time, but, you know, this is kind of a beginning of something new, I think. So I appreciate everyone tuning in. Hopefully one day it becomes, you know, I don't want to be the guy that has a huge following, which is another thing that I've been thinking about. Like, when you have such a big following, like, you have to take everyone's opinion into consideration, because it's such a, I don't know. I don't even know what I'm saying, honestly. I just don't want to be led, you know. I don't want to be led into something that at the end of the day is going to be false or a narrative. Which is probably why it's not that big of a podcast, you know, because I've always thought like that. I've never sat back and said, I want this thing to be huge. You know, I've had ambitions for sure, but I've never wanted this podcast to be massive. And the smaller, the better, I think. You know, I think if we have a decent like a foundation in a community, I think that's more important than how big your audience is. And I appreciate everyone that has reached out and asked, you know, when the next episode is. I've had a lot of people actually reach out, and I told them it's coming, you know, but I knew I was lying to them, lying to myself, because it wasn't coming, but here it is. And it sucks that it has to be under these circumstances that, you know, I'm getting to a point where I don't know if I'm, you know, if it is just such a shift of mind that it's kind of a scary position to be in, but here we are, and we're going to continue to go forward, and that's just where we're at. But thank you for tuning in. I appreciate everyone, and have a blessed day, and I hope that you have, you know, if I don't know where the next episode will be, so just stay tuned, subscribe, and if you actually enjoyed this, you know, share it with the people that you love and people that you care about, you know, because everyone needs a little bit of like keep going attitude, you know, like a little bit of motivation. I also wanted to give my buddy Tegan a shout out. He's out in Florida doing his thing, and I see him on social media just spreading positivity and spreading awareness, you know, and that's kind of what we need more in life. We need a little bit more positivity and just, you know, banding together as humans. But yeah, I enjoy that, and I appreciate Tegan out there. So I'm going to leave it at that. Thank you for tuning in. Have a blessed day.